This episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast is brought to you by fitkel.co.za. Fitkel, your events, your calendar, your way.
Welcome to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast, and my name is Brad Brown. With me, Lindsay Parry. Lindsay, I've been getting lots of questions, particularly from novices, about Comrades Race Day and the route and what to expect, and they're nervous, they're not quite sure what's going on. And what I'm keen to do is maybe talk through what they can expect, and we can do it over three episodes with regards to the route. So maybe if we split the route into two, and in particular, let's look at the start, because the start is something that freaks a lot of people out when they get there. They're not quite sure what's going on. But let's look at that start of the downrun and what people could and should expect.
So the downrun has a bit of a unique start. It is a difficult start. It takes you a long time to get over the start line. But even more important than that, it's Maritzburg is quite a sleepy hollow. It's a small town. It's only got a couple of access points, and one of those is closed because the runners are going to be going out of it. So you've effectively got two ways in, and you've got 13, 14,000 runners plus their families that are trying to get to the start line. So my first and most important piece of advice around the start is make sure that you get there really early. And the second thing that people must understand is we think we're coming to Durban, it's warm all year round. Maritzburg is pretty chilly in the morning. It's not freezing cold. The average temperature is about 4 degrees. So one layer should do it. But again, you want to get into that area nice and early, make sure you can get your stuff to the tog bag area, and then get into your seating pens. Okay. And that takes us to the first point that I made, was that it takes a long time to get over the start line. So if you've earned a de-seating, make sure that you get there early enough to get into your de-seating, and you don't get forced to go and start right at the back. Because 15 to 20 minutes before the race starts, they will drop the barriers between the different seating pens, and the whole race jams up. So just to summarize, get there early, dress warm, and make sure that you're nice and relaxed and in your seating pens in time.
Awesome stuff. Tomorrow on Ask Coach Parry, we'll talk around that first half of Comrades, so make sure you download that podcast as well.
This episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast was brought to you by FitKel. FitKel is a better way to find and share your running, swimming, cycling, and multi-sport events. Access the website on your mobile device or laptop at fitkel.co.za to build a customized race calendar to your preference and export it to iCal, Outlook, or Google Calendar. Visit fitkel.co.za now. That's FITCAL.co.za. You can follow FitKel app on Twitter. Tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter about FitKel with hashtag FitKel, or submit a new event on the site and you could win a 2,500 rand Sportsman's Warehouse voucher. FitKel, your events, your calendar, your way.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Parry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Parry.